phone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, no.
Well, hold on, Sharon.
I heard about that. It's okay.
Okay, so that new moon, were you, like, thinking things over, reviewing, reevaluating? Because I'm getting this is a time of renewal for you. You're going in a new direction, and it's going to be a beautiful new direction. It's sort of like you're standing at a fork in the road, and you're saying, my goodness, like, which way do I go? You know, I want to go in this new direction, but which way? So the angels are with you. They're going to help you to clearly make a decision that's going to benefit you, and you're going to go in the right direction. Have there been choices on your mind, Sharon?
Yeah, I just changed careers last year, and there's some options I can do, like get my license and stuff. Yeah, I'm just, yes, yes.
Okay, that's what they're showing me, but I'm getting, you know, like you must be doing something right because I'm getting there's going to be a lot of opportunities around you as well. Are you believing in yourself?
I know. I do. You know, I have been reevaluating. You know, my brother-in-law is 50 years old. He's 51. He just got diagnosed with leukemia.
Okay.
It's just been a very sad time with my sister. And I don't know. Why do things happen, you know? Let's sit and think about that question.
I know. But you know what? I'm getting that you have to listen to your own inner guidance, and this is really a time for you and a time for you to follow your dreams, Sharon. Okay?
Okay.
If you connect with your guidance, the angels will help you to do this one step at a time. There's going to be, as I said, a lot of opportunities, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So you've got to really, like, stay optimistic, okay? And the angels are saying, you know, send family members, you know, light and love, but you've got to put yourself first right now.
I know.
Okay?
That's a good point.
This is your journey.
I know.
And it's really important that you take care of you, honey, your health, your well-being. And when you do, you're going to see that your energy is going to be, you know, increased. You're going to feel more powerful. And you're going to be able to really to take care of yourself and then others as well. But you've got to listen for the messages the angels are giving you, hon, okay?
Okay.
Whatever's on your mind, please give it to the angels, okay?
Okay. That's a yes.
Is there another
person you're worrying about?
Is there a child or is this your brother? Because I'm getting a child. There's something about a child.
Huh, no, everyone seems to be okay with the children, and they're all good on the home front.
Okay, because I'm just getting, you know, like there's something with a child, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so maybe that'll be coming up, but just hold on to that. Surround the children with love and light. Mother Mary is with you. The angels are with you. They're surrounding everyone with their beautiful love and protection, as well as healing, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, Sharon, you've got to be open. You will be receiving a very important message, and it's not going to come in the usual way. It could be via a conversation you overhear. It could be through a song on the radio, a commercial on TV. I mean, it could come in so many different ways. I'm not sure which way that the angels are going to, you know, to pick to give this to you, but I'm getting, please pay attention and really just like keep your ears open, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting the word abundance around you. You're going to see that financially, abundance is coming in and your income is going to really start to increase, okay? And I'm getting like I see money coming to you, but money's coming in all different
funny.
Ways, Sharon.
That's been on my mind. Something's on my mind.
I'm getting like money around you in so many different ways, okay?
Okay.
And my dog Ginger's coming in and she's singing a song, Happy Days Are Here Again. Okay, so she's singing the song for you. She's standing with the angels and they're just clapping. And they're so proud of you because you are manifesting your dreams. You really put the effort in that is needed. Continue to do what you're doing. Continue to pray, maybe visualize. Don't forget to meditate. And you're going to see that, you know, that your trust and your faith are really bringing together so many beautiful things, Sharon, okay?
Okay. You're right. I got the career I wanted. Yeah. My condo association.
Art.
Go on.
What's that now? I couldn't hear you, hon.
All of the owners that own in our condo association that own townhomes, we all got a huge bill in January. I mean, it's nothing small. So this is like, I just didn't expect it. Of course, it's got to be paid off, but I don't want to take a loan out, so I'm just going to make monthly payments. So, yeah, that's been agitating me very strongly.
Okay, well, money is coming in various ways. And just keep saying thank you. Wake up, you know, with an attitude of gratitude. Say thank you. And connect with your inner child, okay? And really, you know, do something spontaneous, maybe something you did when you were younger. And when you connect with that inner child, you connect with your joy, and it really helps us to manifest so much quicker, okay?
Wonderful.
So release, you know, anything that's no longer serving you, because I'm getting, you know, this is going to be a time where things are going to get better, and you're going to feel like a sigh of relief. And I'm getting, you know, you're adjusting right now to different changes, so just go with the flow. And there's a lot of positive coming for you. So you really have to face your fears, hon, okay? There's going to be transitions in regard to relationships. You're evolving spiritually, okay? And I'm getting, there's a little bit of grieving going on within your heart, and this is really time to let go of the past, Sharon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Barbara, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank
okay,
you,
well,
you.
Barbara's going to work with you now, Sharon.
I know.
Really help you to
yeah.
let go of your fears, let go of the past, and, you know, to really to be able to move forward and be free to enjoy the life that you so deserve, hon, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sharon, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements. So
okay.
I want you to just repeat what I say. Dear innate, I release the worry.
I remove my worries.
Dear innate, I release my expectations.
I release my expectations.
Dear innate, I know that my life will get better.
I know my life will be better.
Dear innate, I open to the abundance in my life.
I open to the abundance in my life.
Dear innate, I release all of the fear.
I release all of the fear.
Dear innate, I release the need to expect the worst.
I release the need to expect the worst.
Dear innate, I release the need to be sad about what I'm expecting.
I release the need to be sad about what I'm expecting.
Dear innate, I open to miracles.
I open myself to miracles.
Dear innate, I let go.
Innate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does it feel?
I'm so relaxed. I know.
One of the things guidance is saying is, especially when you get a diagnosis like leukemia, you know, something that big, people usually, their first reaction is, oh my gosh, this person is going to die.
I know.
And they yeah. want you to not go there. Because this is happening because it's something that he needs. And it may just be something that he needs so that he can stop and look at his life and decide what's actually important to him and decide that his life is worth living. So you don't know what exactly it is that he's going through, so don't think the worst.
I believe in stuff like that. I know exactly what you mean. It's just sad to see your sister like that, you know?
And you might remind her that this could just be an opportunity for him to look at his life. And she might encourage him to do that, to decide what's actually important. And to not worry, because worrying does no good at all.
Good
and
point.
Another thing they're showing me is that you might want to start each day when you wake up just saying, you know, today is going to be such a phenomenal, wonderful, amazing day, and I am open to receiving all of the blessings God is giving to me.
Wonderful.
And the more you do that, the more you're actually opening up to those blessings. And you're actually looking forward to the day, which is the way we should be going through our days.
Every day, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, and there's something else there, but I'm not sure what it is. Let me look and see if they'll tell me.
Okay.
So have you been thinking about moving?
No, I own my home. I've never, that hasn't been a thought.
I don't know why they're nudging me on that. So you may want to think about it, you know. See if there's something else that fits you better.
Okay.
Yeah, and if there isn't, then that's fine. And if there is, then that's fine. And you get to decide what it is you want to do. So they just wanted me to mention that. So overall,
thank you.
I see that your life really is going to get, it's actually going to get better. And your sister's going to, she's going to come to terms with it. So no matter what happens, she's going to be okay and you're going to be okay.
Yep, I know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Yeah, just stay positive. Just keep creating what you desire and let the rest of it go.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Please stay in touch with us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Oh, you as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Okay, Barbara, I have another caller on my end. Do you have any callers there?
I'm on the same screen you are, except that I'm not on that screen. Do you see me anywhere on
the
screen?
Okay, well, we do have callers. I'll pick up the next one. I can't see you, but you're there. Okay. Area code 805, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, it's Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
Hi,
you know what,
you
Teresa?
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
It's so nice to hear your voice,
hi.
Hon. Ginger just came in and she said, before I knew it was you, she's saying, tell her she has whatever she needs. She's saying you have it.
Awesome.
And she's saying, Teresa, you have the inner strength. She's saying, Teresa, you have the inner strength. You have the resilience. You have the confidence.
Awesome.
You can do this.
Awesome. Okay.
Whatever you need.
Thank you.
And you can overcome the challenge, girlfriend. And she's saying you have an
thank
abundance
you.
Of everything that you need. Everything that you
I
need is
it.
At your disposal. Yeah, she's saying everything you need is at your disposal.
Awesome.
So
okay.
What she's doing now is she's handing me a beautiful leaf, and I'm smelling it, and I'm saying, Ginger, oh, my goodness, it smells like eucalyptus. She said, yes, because Teresa uses essential oils, and eucalyptus oil is to remind you that you have everything you need.
That's wonderful. I love it.
Yes, and she's saying, Teresa, she's saying put a little bit, you know, on the insides of your wrists. You could put a little bit on your ankles. You can even dab a teeny little bit on your temple. Okay?
Awesome. Okay.
And it's really going to help you to have the confidence and really to feel within, you know, like, wow, I feel wonderful because I know I could trust myself to, you know, to get where I need to be because I do have everything
right.
I need. So do you have a question for us, Teresa?
Well, I'm just feeling really good and really positive right now. And to be honest, we found a place that we want to live in, and we are acting really fast tomorrow and hopeful that we're going to get it. So
oh, that's
whatever
so
you guys
beautiful.
See. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Ginger, say, girlfriend, make sure the three of you stay grounded.
Okay.
She's saying it's important that, you know, you both, you know, the three of you stay grounded. Okay?
Okay.
And and I'm getting just, like, really be clear, you know, about what you're, you know, wanting, and the three of you get together and visualize it, put it out there. I'm getting better watch because even though you're positive, sometimes your energy is a little scattered, Ginger's saying. So make sure that you guys, like, really ground yourselves. Okay?
Okay.
And that's
going
to help really to calm your energy. And getting, you know, like, even make sure that you, you know, go for a walk tomorrow if you can. And be confident is what Ginger's saying.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay. Are you taking care of yourself, Teresa? Because I'm getting, like Ginger saying, she needs to make sure that she's nurturing herself, eating well, getting enough water, and really, you know, taking care of her earthly vessel, her body.
Right. Oh, it's my plan. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah. And she's saying, please try to, you know, get peace, be at peace and everything. And she recommends, of course, the beautiful essential oils using, you know, music. Crystal, she's saying, and say the word fulfillment around your wishes, okay?
Okay.
I'm hearing the word fulfillment, and I'm getting, you know, Teresa, soon it's going to be time for you to be able to focus on you to be able to focus on your beautiful life purpose, your beautiful, amazing gifts, and Teresa, it's your time to shine. You're going to shine like you've never done before, and it's sort of like the angels are gathering around, and there's this beautiful spotlight, and it's shining upon you, okay?
Oh,
so
okay.
They have, like, in a manner of speaking, I don't know exactly how, but you're going to be, you know, taking center stage is what I'm being shown, okay? So if anything is offered to you, just say yes and go for it, she's saying, Teresa. Have confidence and just be grateful and allow your beautiful energy, your positivity to sort of just, you know, go towards others, okay? And I'm getting, you know, like, you've got all this talent, and because of the situation, you really haven't been able to focus upon it.
Right.
So she said you're going to have the ability to connect with your beautiful creativity. It's really going to flow, and your beautiful, you know, creative essence is going to bring about something amazing.
Awesome.
It's going to be magnificent. And the angels are here, of course, to help you with that. So the thing is, please, you know, try to stay grounded, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Okay, and she's showing me the base of your spine, and that, you know, that's the root chakra. It's sometimes called the base chakra as well. And this area really helps, you know, to manifest what we're wanting, okay? It correlates, like, with all of the earthly issues, survival, the physical body, money, sustenance, shelter. Okay, so it does, you know, correlate to all of those. So your base chakra is not as red as it should be, and Ginger's saying it's not like, you know, rotating quite as fast as it could be either. So she's inviting in Barbara and Archangel Michael to really go through all of your chakras right now and to cleanse and clear them and get you on track for the beautiful, exciting, you know, new venture that you're starting, okay?
All right. Awesome.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey, Teresa. Okay, Archangel Michael is going to pour his wonderful chakra cleaner into you, if you are willing to allow that. If so, just say yes.
I am willing. Yes,
okay.
I am willing.
And just take a few nice deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making its way down. It's not all the way through yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is there something you're afraid of?
Something I'm afraid of. I'm just listening to what you guys are saying, and I just have to believe in myself. Believe in everything you're telling me. Because I feel it, and then it gets right up to it, and I might have a little hesitation, but I do feel it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just believing that I can do these things.
Let's get rid of that little hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Innate, I release not believing in myself.
Dear Innate, I release not believing in myself.
Dear Innate, I release all of the old programming that said I'm not good enough.
Dear Innate, I release all the old programming that says I am not good enough.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am enough.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am enough.
Dear Innate, I release the idea that someone has to prove my value to me.
Dear Innate, I release the idea that someone has to prove my value to me.
Dear Innate, I trust in my knowing of my value.
Dear Innate, I trust in my knowing of my value.
Dear Innate, I let go of all of that crappy energy from the past.
Dear Innate, I release all the crappy energy from the past.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Innate, my life is just getting better and better and better.
Dear Innate, my life is just getting better and better and better.
Dear Innate, I don't have to prove anything to anyone.
Dear Innate, I don't have to prove anything to anyone.
Dear Innate, God is always blessing me.
Dear Innate, God is always blessing me.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to accept God's blessing.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to accept God's blessing.
Dear Innate, I stand in my power and my goodness.
Dear Innate, I stand in my power and my goodness.
Dear Innate, I accept my life.
Dear Innate, I accept my life.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Feels good. I feel really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So you are ready to accept good things, and they're right there, so they're ready to be accepted.
Well, that's exactly how I'm feeling, so I'm just going to go with it.
Fabulous.
Thank you, guys.
Beautiful, Teresa.
All of it.
And just stay in that beautiful energy that you're in right now and stay grounded and know that you deserve all the good that's coming your way, hon.
Thank you. I feel it.
God bless. Awesome.
Thank you so much. All right.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was... Beautiful. Okay. Area code 918. You're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Could we have your name, please?
Yes, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing great as well. Thank you. Do you have a question for us?
Oh, I'm just wondering what my angels have to say tonight.
Okay, well, that's a great way to start. I'm getting a little, I believe it may be a poem. I'm not sure. You and I have learned the song of love, and we sing it well. The song is ageless, passed on. Heart to heart by those who have seen what we see and know what we know. And lovers who have before our love is ours to have and to share. The miracle is this, the more we share, the more we have. And that was written by Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah. Oh, I love him so much.
Well, he loves you, and that was a message that I guess he wanted to share. I've never heard that before.
That was some of his beautiful poetry.
Yes, it was beautiful. And the angels are applauding you. You're doing a great job, Karen, just in a beautiful attitude of gratitude. You're really moving fast upon the path that you're on. And I'm getting that you're growing by leaps and bounds. Leonard is saying yes. You're growing by leaps and bounds. And what is it that you're thinking about doing now? Because there's something new that maybe that you're thinking of.
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about a lot of things, but I guess I'm feeling that it's kind of probably not something I want to talk about too much in public.
Well, it is time for you to think about, something and to do something about that something, is what Leonard's saying. It is time for you to sort of like, to go up, you're moving up the ladder per se, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have the clarity that is needed. And, you're doing a lot of beautiful things spiritually as well. And Leonard is really, he's so happy at, how you're progressing, okay? He's standing
great here,
and while I was reading that beautiful poem, he was standing there actually in the corner with Archangel Michael. And they were saying, wow, look at Karen. She really is going forward on her divine path. They're both so very proud of you. And Michael, of course, has been walking with you for quite some time. And he's been guiding you. And he's going to continue to guide you, Karen. And really give
That's
you the
wonderful.
Courage, the strength, confidence that you are needing. There's an entourage of angels as well. And they are assisting you to feel balanced and really have a little bit more harmony in your life. They're also helping, with your family life and to bring in the security and stability that you've been wanting, okay?
Oh, okay.
And of course,
great.
They're not coming alone. Ginger saying, Mom, they're not coming alone. Did you look behind them? Behind this beautiful entourage of angels are the prosperity angels. And Karen, they're walking with you now. And Ginger is saying she sees pennies from heaven falling all around you, okay?
Oh, okay. So that must be all these pennies have been finding.
Well, that's just, she's saying it's only a symbol, Karen. It doesn't mean that you're only going to get pennies. It just means that the financial flow of abundance has been opened, and the angels are actually opening the vaults of heaven, and they're going, to bring the abundance in and increase the flow of money that you are needing in your life. And you're going to see it very soon. So just, open your arms wide and be ready and willing to receive this, this beautiful, beautiful blessing from the prosperity angels, okay?
Great. Okay.
Okay, and I'm also getting there are more angels. They're here, and they're going to help with other things as well. Ginger saying, Mom, likes, she makes sure that she eats well. But we're going to make sure that she feeds her spirit as well, too, okay? So these beautiful angels are going to bring in some more divine energy to help you to have a little bit more reserves, because she's saying sometimes she goes to work and she comes home and she's really tired, okay? And
okay.
You're going to feel
she's probably
a little
right
bit more
about that.
Yeah, you're going to have so much more energy. Did you say, Karen, you're going to have more energy, and you're really going to feel that connection. She's saying, wow, you know, better than you have with all these beautiful angels. Okay? Archangel Michael, again, he's, you know, he's walking with you to really get onto the path that you need to be on, Karen. And Ginger's saying, don't be afraid. You've got to take sort of what they call a leap of faith, Karen, and you've got to step outside of your comfort zone, okay?
Yeah, I know.
Because you've been praying, she's saying you've been asking, and they're here to really to help you. And what is it that you need to release? Karen, do you have any bad habits? Ginger wants to know. Are you in those, you know, you have a couple angels that like to eat some sweets. She's saying, I think you're eating a lot of sweets with the angels, you know? So she's saying, watch. You
I
gotta
tend
watch
to.
Say,
I tend to be a procrastinator.
I just said that. Yep. I just said
probably
that.
She
thinks about things and she eats some sweets, okay? Well, she thinks,
okay.
You know what, the angels are going to bring some positive change so that you really feel healthier and your well-being is you know, much better as well. And to really cut down a little bit on the sweets, okay? And to get the priorities in order, Karen, she's saying the angels are going to come in. You're going to have more support than you've had. And you're going to see that you're going to take, you know, the steps needed, and you are on the right path, so don't worry about that, okay?
Okay.
So are you
all
still
right.
making a little bit of time? Karen, are you making, like, a little bit of time for meditation?
Great, okay.
Are you still meditating, hon?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because I'm getting, make sure that you make some time for meditation. Okay, and I'm getting these decisions to be made, and the meditation will help you to make those decisions. Okay? But
I probably
need
to spend more time, and I think that's what they're talking about.
And you need to spend a little time.
Taking up more time
for
meditation.
And you've got
to
take a little more time.
Spend more time.
Right, and you've got to take a little time as well to rest, Karen. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and she's showing me your beautiful heart, and she's saying she's filled with such love. And she's saying, Karen, connect with your inner child and imagine, you know, what it is that you would like to do. Allow your dreams, you know, to come to you during, you know, your sleep state, and then you could bring them into your life during, you know, your awake hours. She's saying, Karen, she's showing me what you want is sort of like your fingers are almost touching it. It's, you know, it's right there, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to look forward. You've got to keep going on that beautiful path, okay? So I feel like maybe there might be like a little bit of fear involved, but there's nothing really to worry about, Karen. And the angels are with you, so please don't be afraid, okay? And we're going to help with those bad habits. So what we're going to do is we're going to call in Barbara, and we're going to help maybe to get rid of that worry, to help with the procrastination, help with the stress that you have. And she's saying, Mom, Karen's sort of like a little bit mentally exhausted, too. So she does need Auntie Barbara's help. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Karen. So repeat after me.
Okay.
Dear innate, I release the need to worry.
Dear innate, I release the need to worry.
Dear innate, I release the habit of procrastinating.
Dear innate, I release a habit of procrastinating.
Dear Renate, I do what is right for my life in a timely manner.
Dear Renate, I do what is right for my life in a timely manner.
Dear Renate, I release the past.
Dear Renate, I release the past.
Dear Renate, I accept that I am always guided to the answers.
Dear Renate, I say that one again.
I accept that I am always guided to the answers.
I accept that I'm always guided to the answers.
Dear Renate, it is my life and my choice.
Dear Renate, it is my life and my choice.
Dear Renate, I make good decisions.
Dear Renate, I make good decisions.
Dear Renate, I don't need to question myself about what I do.
Dear Renate, I don't need to question myself about what I do.
Dear Renate, I am creating a life that is better and better.
Dear Renate, I'm creating a life that is better and better.
Dear Renate, I am connected with my guidance.
Dear Renate, I am connected with my guidance.
Dear Renate, I am never separate from my guidance.
Dear Renate, I am never separate from my guidance.
Dear Renate, the answer is always within me.
Dear Renate, the answer is always within me.
Dear Renate, I accept those answers.
Dear Renate, I accept those answers.
Take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
How do you feel?
That's much better, thank you.
You're welcome. So keep doing the work that you're doing and making the changes that you're making, and it is making a difference.
Okay. Thank you,
and
both
thank you
of
for
you.
Calling in, Karen. Have a great night.
Oh,
thank you.
Too, and God bless you.
You too,
oh, God bless you, hon. Take care. Okay, let's see. Area code 917, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please? Hi, area code 917. Okay, I'll put them back on hold. Hi, area code 925, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please?
I think that might be me, Elizabeth.
Hello, Elizabeth. It is you. How are you this evening?
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm on. I'm good. I actually just meditated and came online, and I saw you were on. So I thought I'd try.
Beautiful. Well,
so
I guess it's, you know what, I guess it's divine timing, Elizabeth. Do you have a question for us?
You know, I guess I just really want to know... my husband passed away. It'll be 17 years a week ago, and I think the timing is all there. And just to ask if he comes through and to see if he can give me any guidance, or, you know, that's really it.
Sure. No, that's beautiful, of course. Okay. Let me see what I'm getting for you, hon. Let me see what they're showing me. Okay. Okay, what are they showing me? I'm hearing take it easy. So
okay.
Have you been taking care of yourself?
I try, but this time of year
okay.
Is quite difficult.
Okay, honey.
You know.
I sort of see your husband is like showing me you're walking, and it's sort of like your head is like tilted upwards, like your head is sort of like in the clouds, and you're really not paying attention. I think you could take better care of your health,
mm-hmm.
and just make sure that you're, you know, like taking care of yourself, getting enough sleep, eating properly, doing things, you know, for you. Okay. Are you having, he's saying she's feeling unhappy. Is there something maybe with work or something? Because he's saying, you know, he's showing me like dollar signs and you're feeling unhappy. So is there like issues with work?
I actually am, I guess, pseudo-retired, if you will.
Okay.
Am I unhappy? I'm just kind of unhappy, you know, he's not here and...
Yeah.
You know, and the relationship status. So that's just sad for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's
probably...
Because
he's saying money can't buy happiness. He's telling me, like, money can't buy happiness. But he wants to see you happy. He wants you to take care of yourself and to really enjoy your life. And he's saying, you know, like, that you've lost touch sort of with, like, many of your close friends.
Mm-hmm. I think that, yeah, I live in an area that's kind of farther away from my family. So, yeah, that could
okay.
be true.
Okay. Yeah, he's saying, please take care of yourself. You've got to take care of your physical health. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's really, you know, he's asking you. And he's saying, you know what, just be the beautiful person that you are. And Elizabeth, you don't need the approval of others. Why do you feel like you need others' approval?
I don't know. I think that's just how I was brought up. I wanted to make people happy, you know.
And he's just saying, you know, he wants you to, you know, do what you want to do now with your life. Okay?
Okay.
He's saying, what is it that you want to do? He wants you to live your life to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't
so
think,
saying,
I quite know. Because I've always
and
tried to make people happy.
You've got to let go of all the old that you're holding on to. Emotionally, you're holding on. And he's saying, I'm still with you. Our love will never die. So he even though he's not with you physically, he's still with you. That beautiful bond that you have, that's always with you, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's so much that you're holding on to, like emotionally and everything, that you really do have to let go of, Elizabeth. That's what he's
okay.
showing me. Okay?
Can you provide ways to let go of that?
Well, I'm gonna
yeah.
connect you with. And she's going to help you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let me just see what he's trying to show me. Okay. He's saying that you've got the beautiful personality of one of your aunts. And I'm not sure, you know, which aunt. And he's just smiling. And he's saying she's got such a beautiful light within her. So do you know the aunt that he's referring to, hon? Because
you know,
hearing,
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't have a big family.
Okay.
So it could be that he could be talking about my sisters and things, you know.
Okay.
Or somebody from
he's
the past,
saying,
for sure.
You've got a beautiful personality like the aunt, and he's saying she's got such a light within her. He's saying let go of regret, Elizabeth. Please let go of regret.
Okay.
And he's talking about a holiday. Had something happened on a holiday or something?
I can't remember, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure if I think about it, something will come up.
Okay. Are there twins in your family?
I'm sorry, are there what?
Twins? He's saying twin. I don't understand what that means. Twins?
You know, my daughter has children that are 9 months apart, and they act like twins, you know, and they're brought up by twins. And I think he definitely comes to them all the time. So that very well could be what he's referring to. And regarding a holiday, my husband died 4 days after Thanksgiving. Excuse me, when did I say Thanksgiving? Valentine's Day. So
sorry.
That could be.
Okay, so I really, you know what, he wants you to live your life, hon, and he knows how much you love him, but he still wants you to be happy, and he wants you to have a full life.
Okay.
Okay? So that's why you were guided to call in and really to connect with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just wants to see you happy again. He doesn't want you to, you know, to just like to exist. He wants you to live again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. He wants you to, you know, whatever's in your heart, focus on that, and he wants you to do something that really is meaningful for you, okay?
Okay.
Because he's saying you seem like unhappy in all areas of your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's just showing me you're very unhappy, and he's saying she's such a beautiful woman, she has such light within her, and she deserves to, you know, to have the life that, you know, she should be living, but you have so much to offer to others as well, Elizabeth, okay? So what I have to turn you over to Barbara because he's saying please help her because she's been more restless than usual.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Okay, Barbara?
All right, so we are going to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements. So I just want you to repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to live my life.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to live my life.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to be happy.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to be happy.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to put myself first.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to put myself first.
Dear Innate, I am creating my life.
Dear Innate, I am creating my life.
Dear Innate, I take back my power.
Dear Innate, I take back my power.
Dear Innate, I do the things that I love.
Dear Innate, I do the things that I love.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to get out and meet new people.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to get out and meet new people.
Dear Innate, I release the past.
Dear Innate, I release the past.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Innate, I am moving forward with my life.
Dear Innate, I am releasing all of the grief.
Dear Innate, I am releasing all of the grief.
Dear Innate, I am no longer tied to my past.
Dear Innate, I am no longer tied to my past.
Dear Innate, my life is going to get better and better.
Dear Innate, my life is going to get better and better.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to be perfectly healthy.
Dear Innate, I allow myself to be perfectly healthy.
Dear Innate, I am vibrant and energetic.
Dear Innate, I am vibrant and energetic.
Dear Innate, I live my life fully.
Dear Innate, I live my life fully.
Dear Innate, these are my choices and I make them so.
Dear Innate, these are my choices and I make them so.
Okay, take a nice deep, deep breath. All right. How does that feel?
It feels good. Thank you. I will
You're
repeat
welcome.
These. Thank
yeah,
you.
It's time for you to start living. And that's
Thank
something
you so
that
much.
Your husband is saying. He's saying, live, live, live. So.
Well, thank you all. I appreciate the good words and the prayers.
You're welcome.
Thank
well,
you.
And stay in touch with us. Make sure you stay in touch with us. And I don't know, did you or your husband like Julia Child? Because he's showing me Julia Child.
Yes, and just this week I went to a cooking class and he mentions Julia Child all the time. So.
Okay, well, find something you're passionate about and keep tremendously interested in it, okay? So
Thank
he
you.
Just, he was pointing to Julia Child and he's saying the only time to eat diet food is while you're waiting for the steak to cook, okay?
Thank you so much. You have a great night.
God bless you. You too, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Oh, that was interesting, Barbara. Okay,
yes,
we do have a caller. I'm going to try to pick her up again. Area code 917, you're live with Love and Amazing Grace. Can we have your name, please? I think we lost them, Barbara. That was it. They got scared.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. We don't require that people communicate with us.
No, we don't. We don't. Well, I guess that's it for this evening. I think we've taken care of all of our callers. Barbara, while you have the opportunity, for those maybe listening that aren't connected with us via the telephone, can you tell everybody about the summit that you're going to be at tomorrow?
Yes, I am going to be on the Greatest You Summit, and it's going to be at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. That's Central Time, and you can sign up for it by going to greatestyousummit.com, and the link is also on my Facebook page, and it should be filled with lots of information, and I'll be doing readings and healing work and channeling messages and some kind of activation, although they haven't told me exactly what I'm going to be activating for people, but I will be activating something. So it should be a lot of fun. I encourage everyone to call in.
Oh, it sounds awesome. And Barbara, you are amazing, and the people that connect with the summit, they keep you on the phone for hours and hours and hours, so it should be really amazing tomorrow as well.
Yes, they do. Last
Can't
time
wait.
She said it was going to be an hour, and it ended up being 3 hours, so I don't know what
yes.
it's going to be this time.
Well, we'll see what Spirit has in mind. We never know, you know, but good luck with the summit, and thank you for connecting and having this beautiful time to help others. I love our energy together, and I love the time together. And I can't wait to hear, you know, all the good stuff tomorrow on the summit.
Yeah, me too.
Sounds great. Yes. Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you once again for joining us. And we look forward to connecting with you. If you are available, we do a couple other shows. We do Morning with Jesus Tuesday and Thursday morning. My time, it would be 10 a.m. Eastern, and it's just another way to start the day off, I feel, in a great way, Barbara.
Yes, definitely.
It really is. Okay, so Ginger's saying, Auntie Barbara, do you have any last words?
No, I can't really think of anything, so just keep doing those dear innate statements and bringing change into your life.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Sounds like a plan. All right, everyone. Have a great evening. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Barbara.